There's been some publicity lately for the fact that the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic was just a few weeks ago. I think it was the 14th of April. And I was interested to read an article I came across that there were in fact some Yidden there, and at least one Aguna Shaila, which resulted from the sinking, from the fact that obviously there were people who drowned there. I understand a lot of the crew who were quite selfless, put women and children on the lifeboats first, so that there were probably more men who died than women. There is a tshuva in particular by way of Hakdama, the relevant sugya is a sugya at the end of Yevamos, Kufchaf Aleph, Omud Aleph, to the Omud base. And the Gemara brings there the following. It says, Nafal amayim, if a man fell into water, bein sheyesh lahem soif, bein she'ei lahem soif, ishte asura divrei Reb Meir. The Gemara, it comes from Tanoim, or the Mishnah, I think, and a Braisa, distinguishes between two types of water. You have a shayla here, a man fell into water. He presumed it to have drowned, he's not turned up, but we haven't got conclusive proof yet. His body hasn't been found. We haven't got conclusive proof that he's died, and the question is, when will we be able to halakhically presume him dead and allow his wife to remarry? Obviously, if that can't be done, in the long term, that creates a great, terrible problem of aguna. And the Gemara distinguishes between two types of water. Mishnah. There's mayim sheyesh lahem soif and mayim she'ein lahem soif. What does it mean, mayim sheyesh lahem soif? Water that has an end, water that doesn't have an end. Like this, water that has an end means that on all four sides, you're a bystander, you're a potential witness. Everywhere you look, you see the end of the water, you see a certain shore, something, everywhere around. Mayim she'ein lahem soif means that at least in one direction, as far as the eye can see, there's no end to the water. Reb Meir said it doesn't matter whether it's mayim she'ein lahem soif, mayim she'ein lahem soif, the wife would not be teres. However, the halacha does not follow Reb Meir. The halacha follows Chachamim. Chachamim say, mayim she'yesh lahem soif, ishtei muteres. If it's mayim she'yesh lahem soif, she would be muta. If it's ein lahem soif, she would be asa. And the Gemara explains, heichi domi mayim she'yesh lahem soif, am abaya kol she'omed v'roya me'arba rochei. So you could look around and you could see on all four sides the shore. Let's understand what's going on here. The explanation of this is as follows. There's a bystander who's watching what's happening. He's seen the man fall into the water. He's seen that he seems to be drowning. He watches long enough that if he hasn't emerged in that amount of time, he's died, long enough for him to drown. And he's been watching well enough that he would see if he would have emerged on any one of the four sides. If it's mayim she'yesh lahem soif, he's then a witness to the fact, he can testify to the fact that he didn't come out at any point where he could have come out. That's why mayim she'yesh lahem soif ishtei muteres. Mayim she'ein lahem soif, on the other hand, he looked around, he couldn't see him emerge anywhere. But maybe there was some sort of strong current which took the person just beyond where the eye can see, and he's emerged at a point which you didn't see. So therefore you don't know for sure that the man has died. That is the problem with which Tosfos have grappled for hundreds of years, as a man is lost in mayim she'ein lahem soif. The Gemara says, ishtei asura. The Gemara, and indeed in Shulchan Aruch, puts that into perspective. It says, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezra, Yitzayin, Sif Chavtes, and there is Sifim beyond that. Ein me'idin al ha'odam shemeis, elek shara'uk shemeis vaday ve'en b'yisafeik. To testify that a man's died and demand his wife to remarry, one has to know that he's died for certain and not a sopik. For example, and the Gemara, and I say Shulchan Aruch after it, mentions particular cases, some of which are fairly surprising. Rosh Anafa Lagleva Royas in the Meirin, for example, a person fell into a lion's den. Ain the Idimalov, then you can't be sure. The very fact, if you only saw him go into the lion's den, that's not enough to testify that he's dead. Shemalai Hayuraevim, maybe they weren't hungry at the time. If he fell a chafirat nechoshim akrabim, for example, the mod maskone is because of the tchaki falls on them and that irritates him, they would certainly have killed him. Then the Idimalov Shemeis. If not, or of boiling vat of wine or shemen, yes, then Nidimam of Shemes. And then it brings Rosh and Nachal Layam, and as we said, Man Sheyesh Lahem Tzayif, yes, Nidimam of Shemes, but in contrast, Man Sheyesh Lahem Tzayif, Ein Nidimam of Shemes. If you think then to the case of the Titanic or similar, and I think the most famous tshuva that deals with the Titanic question, I don't know if it's the only tshuva that I'm aware of, is in the Sefer Beis Yaakov, which was written by Rabbi Yaakov Mesnik, I think his name was. He was a Talmud of Rabbi Tziliponovitcher. He was now based in some place in Europe which I can't pronounce and I haven't heard of. Although the Titanic itself from England to America, apparently there were European kids in there. A yid from his kehillah by the name of Shimon Meisner was there, never heard from again. And the wife, Nebuch, left his three little children, came to the Rav. The Rav initially told her, look, we don't know what happened to your husband. He didn't even let the children say Kaddish. He writes, she was crying before me. He said, I didn't want to get involved in such a shiner, but eventually, with the pressure she was applying, he thought it was his responsibility to get involved, and he wrote a long tshuva about it. In the tshuva, he suggests the following. Again, our problem. He was seen in the Titanic. He was in a Titanic when the Titanic went down, but it seemed to be a case of Ma'imsha Ein Lahem Soif, because it was in the middle of the ocean. The Beis Yaakov, there's been saved for tshuva's Beis Yaakov Simon Memtev. He writes as follows. He says, perhaps we can be matter, and this is only a part of what he says because it's a very long tshuva. He writes, perhaps we can be matter on the basis of a mabit. The mabit says as follows, that it's true that Ra'osh and Nofal Hayam ain't Me'idim Alav Shemes. However, maybe there is a distinction between, let me find his wording, what he calls a person tova bayam, a person fell into the sea on the one hand, and another case where bol maim ala sfina. Suppose people were in a cabin, and there's a terrible storm, and a huge wave gushes over the ship, and starts to bring the ship down, and the people are trapped in the cabin, and then you see the ship going down. And because of the situation, the force of the water and so on, it's unimaginable that people would have gone out at all. In that case, that you've got much stronger evidence than Maim She'en Lahem Tzayif. The way the Poskim seem to understand it is like this. Maim She'en, this is found in many Makoros, Maim She'en Lahem Tzayif, pretty likely that he died, but it's a Roiv, it's not a Vadai. Now, generally, in Hilchos HaTorah, Osin Achah HaRoiv. However, because of Chumras Eshes Ish, because of the terrible Choma of the Yonei HaRoiv, Aval Machne, that a case where you've only got a roiv and you haven't got a stronger umden as mat, they can't do the wife a heter. However, certain mabiz, where you've got my malasfina, that could be better because the situation gives you an umdener that he couldn't have been swept elsewhere and he couldn't have emerged from the water somewhere else. He brings out the riot for this. The main riot is a taz, and the taz in turn tends to prove hit points with a Rashi. The case of the Tad is Maisa Hoya B'Maisa Kerach Shenigdalu Hamayim. I presume that means that the water iced over. B'Maisa Kerach, Hoya Echad Helech Al Pi Hamayim Elamalo Al Aglido, there was a man walking along a frozen lake of some sort. Hoya Hoya Shamokim Pasuach, but there was a place at which he fell through the hole in the ice, was never heard from again. Again, it would seem to be a case of Maim She'en Lahem Tzayif. However, the Taz says, he tiro ishtoi, the Umatia's wife. And presumably, the idea is that the Siha Matzah, they understood that there was no way he could have emerged because maybe they knew that the whole lake had frozen over. Maybe they thought the water was too cold and he could not possibly have survived. But there was something else which made it a step beyond Maim She'en Lahem Tzayif and gave it an umdana. And he brings the Rashi also, Rashi in the Romans, again in the Sugi, Kufafalef, Agmedesumke, some sort of wet marshland. I mean, it's wet enough that it's possible for a person to sink into it and drown. But ostensibly, it's Maim She'en Lahem Tzayif because we can't see the limit. But again, in that case, it seems one would be matir. Because, as Rashi says, Mi She'en Yachel Loshut Al pimayim berochig. It's not possible to go far in such water because of the swampy nature of that. So that's the first nekuda, that there are certain umdenas which would take away the chumrah of mayim she'en lahem seif. Another major principle in this is what our phrenim call trei rubber. Trei rubber means you've got two roiv. That means like this. In case of mayim she'en lahem seif, al pi roiv, however you want to put the figure, this figure is different, but let's suppose that there's a 70-80% chance that he would have died. That's a roiv. But there are some cases where you have a roiv within a roiv. In other words, yes, in mayim she'en lahem seif, you have to be mischatu with the possibility that he somehow was swept elsewhere and could have come out. But what if you've got a situation such that even if that happened, there's still a roiv that he died for another reason? Then that's when you say, would you make? There's a long discussion about it. There's an implication in Tosfos that you don't say that. And it's a Rokonim and Miyachir, and Moshe Feinstein discussed it. But they are made that Afroinim came to an agreement, particularly because Mayim She'en Lahem Seif is a Chumrah Drabonon to start with. If you have a Trei Rubber, you can be Mekel. There's a long Pitzchi Tshuva there in Avinoda Simen Yitzayin. We bring this from Chaim Volozhiner. The case there was someone who fell from a bridge. A man fell from a bridge. It seems to have been quite high, maybe the equivalent of a couple of stories above a lake, and again he fell onto ice. Looks a little bit similar to the case of the Taz. And he fell onto the ice, and then he fell through that into the Mayim She'en Lahem Seif, which was beneath. There, a convolution was matter, not in the same way the Taz was matter, but on the basis of Trei Rubber. Because there was a roiv, actually, that he died on because of the impact in the first place. Maybe he was dead before he even got into the water. And even on that niyut possibility that he didn't die then, there's a roiv possibility that he died in the Mayim She'en Lahem Seif. You've got a roiv on top of a roiv, then you can be maker. That's the head of Trei Rubber of the Afreinim. But Moshe Feinstein, there's stories about how he was matter many agunas, and he has many tshuvas about the subject, particularly in Evanayz v'chelik Aleph, there's a whole series of tshuvas. In Simon Memches there, he was asked about a certain case of a man who went up in an aeroplane, and the aeroplane had fallen from the sky, they don't know what the circumstances were, and fallen into the sea. And he writes, Yesh Lodin Mishum Shinofal Amayim She'en Lahem Seif. The second point. The first, he discusses the evidence that we had as to what had actually happened, whether it was acceptable, because of course that's also an issue. That's another issue. But then he says, once we establish what happened, that the airplane fell into the sea, Yesh Lodin Mishum Shinofal Amayim She'en Lahem Seif. As you, the Shoyel, correctly identified, he writes to the Rav Lastin, there's a problem here of Amayim She'en Lahem Seif. Aval Yofek Asavta the age country rubber. He said you wrote correctly that there's Trei Rubber. Why? To rubber may lo anay from aeroplane up perhaps with the worm oid. Most people fall from an aeroplane which falls down die immediately. Vaharoid may elu shenit boim bayam nesim. And even if it didn't die, roid people who are stuck in a situation like that in Mayim She'en Lahem Seif would die. Vacherin a matirim a Trei Rubber. On the basis of that, we can be makers. So Moshe Feinstein, Alok Lamaisi, used that concept of Trei Rubber, and indeed of Rashi, it's been used, I believe, by many others as well. It's been pointed out, not in the Beit Yaakov Tshuva, it's been pointed out that perhaps you can use that in the Titanic as well. Because suppose a person survived, suppose a person was not drowning, suppose a person was being moved fast and in theory could have got to dry land. Could a person, knowing where they were in the ocean, in the middle of the Atlantic, knowing the temperature at that point, could a person survive as far as the exposure to temperature, the hypothermia was concerned? Perhaps not. If one could ascertain the roi people would not survive as a result of the temperature, alone, never mind drowning, then perhaps there also you would have Trei Rubber, and you could have been asked on the basis of that. I want to share with you in the remaining time of the Meinian Linyan, the Oyster Inyan, some of the discussion in the Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein about another Shaila of Agunas, this time Agunas from the Holocaust, which involves similar concepts, but there's a lot of fascinating things that Rav Moshe brings to bear in order to deal with the problem. The problem that came to this issue, which was in Tov Shin Zayin, just a few years after the war, you can imagine some people, 5-6 years after, no, this is 3-4 years after the end of the war, their Tam of Tov Shin Zayin. Only 2 years after the war? Right. He writes, V'va'elu sh'ayu ba'Auschwitz, men who were known to have been in Auschwitz, other places where there were gas chambers and there were even killed, that's beyond doubt. We're talking about people who we know were brought to the concentration camps. And only very few people survived, maybe not even one in 1,000. How can we deal with the wives, and then have concrete evidence, concrete aids as to their death, no one saw them die, can we be matter their wives? So Moshe writes, basically, he's matter basically on the basis of three heterim, and his thought is very, very interesting. The first nakud is like this, that the din of Karkum Shel Malchus. Karkum Shel Malchus means the army invades, pillagers takes people captive and so on. Actually, in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Karkum Shel Malchus, the person who's taken by Karkum Shel Malchus is Sofik Chai, Sofik Meis. However, we bring from Rabbeinu Yerucham and Korban Asanon and Gittin Das Kafchet, which is where the Sugya is, that the Yerushalmi, which says, Karkum Shel Malchus Acheres, Dino Kelistin. An invading army from another nation would tend to be much more ruthless. That's what you could say, if you had none of that sort of army. Dinokilistim, and that's just like bandits. They're coming to kill, they're coming to destroy, and then Becheskas Mason, the people who they've carted away and have disappeared, Becheskas that they've killed all these people. Pregnant Moshe Feinstein, the Pella. Because Bishlamar, if a person has fallen into a furnace, a person can't survive a furnace. And the Gemara says if you fall on top of snakes and scorpions, and you hit them on the way down, they become so angry that they'll certainly kill the person who does that. However, we know that in Mancha Elan Soif, you have a rove. It's quite a good rove that he's died, but a rove nevertheless. And that's not sufficient to be Mata and Aguna. So he says, these cases, the concentration camps, are they better than Mancha Elan Soif? Sorry, these cases of Karkum Shel Malchus Acheres. Your Hashara is, you know, you understand the nature of these people, they would generally kill people. But to say it's a Vadai, surely it's not a Vadai, surely it's roughly equivalent to Mayim Shein and Sois. So why is it Mutter? And he comes out with a very, very interesting Kiddush. But Moshe said, like, even the Hanukkah, I'll tell you how I understand the Tshuva, even the Hanukkah you could discuss, you could consider. But let's tell you how he said it. He said, Mayim Shein and Sois, drowning is something which typically happens to an individual. Chazal said an individual in this predicament leaves a woman in a very difficult situation, potentially in Aguna. Nevertheless, because of the possibility that he's alive, and because of the Chayma of Eish Atish, the Kedusha, the Yonah Arayf, and so on, with Matmi, she cannot remarry. But a case of Karkum Shel Malchus Acheres, that's something which happens to a whole Tzibur. It might happen to 50, 100 people at a time, maybe more. You can't, Chazal would not have imposed that claim, imposed that stricture on a whole people to say that now they have a whole community of Agonos. That Chazal would never have done. Then he brings the Raya from the Kedarka, a crazy, totally different sugya than Gwaran Bavakama says, that you've got a din of Hezek, Shein, and Nika, which couldn't, the din of Tame, Manasseh. If you make someone through Tome, you've been Mazakit, but in a way which is not recognizable. There's a shrine in the Gemara. In Gittin, and Gimel, I think, but Kama, that's Kuf Yudayim. Is that called a Hezek or not? Because it's not tangible damage, it's just sort of spiritual damage. And if you have to pay, the Gemara said that either because it's called a Hezek or perhaps it isn't called a Hezek, and you only pay because it's Knaf. The Gemara said if we would have the information, we'd be told that Metameh, you make something Tameh, you have to pay a Knaf. What would be the din if you're Medameh? What's Medameh? Medameh means you put Truma into someone's Chulin. In a way which then means because you mix it up into 6% less than 100 to 1, I think it is. You've mixed it in a way that he can't use the whole thing. Can we learn now that just like there's a knaf in the case of metame, there should also be a knaf in the case of metame? And the Gemara says perhaps you cannot learn one knaf from the other, because the fact you make a knaf in a double mu'at won't necessarily mean you'll make a knaf on something which is typically a much greater quantity. Actually, that is right. But he says that the fact that Chazal made the halacha of Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif not to rely on the roiv in something which happens to an individual would not necessarily mean they would make the same halacha on something that happens to a larger group of people. As the Mishnah has said, it's a chiddush. But in Mayim, you have to contend with the fact that he's quoting a Rabbeinu Yerucham, Karkum Shemalkus Acheres, seems to be Mutter. And even if one would challenge the Svara that he says, the reason to be Mechalek, of course, would not be any worse, any less Becheskas, someone taken by Nartis, would be less Becheskas Nays, and someone was taken by Karkum Shemalkus Acheres, who referred to by Rabbeinu Yerucham. You could say that the Nartis were actually Karkum Shemalkus Acheres. And you wouldn't even, you'd say, well, we can be not even without knowing what the head did, why Kalkus Mashmacher is a better than Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif. That's how Rav Moshe understands it, and that's the main thing he relies on in the Tshuva. But he says two other things, one of which in particular is a fascinating thing. He says, Oid yesh tzar shittas rebeleza mizvar din, she'edi amod chasif yevomis. Apparently the Mordechai at the end of Yevomis brings one of the Rishonim, Rebeleza Mivardun, said the following. He said, the Gemara says, a man said into Mayim She'ein Lahem Seif, we cannot be mati his wife. And, should you read the Gemara, and you think, never this woman's a Magunus forever. Says Rebeleza Mivardun, hold on a minute. Time goes by, however long it's going to be, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, there comes a point at which you would say, look, it's true, we don't know where these survived, we don't know where they actually drowned. But do you not think that by now, he would have turned up had he been alive. The longer time has elapsed, the more time has elapsed, the more likely it becomes that he actually did not survive. And therefore, Belezem Yivardun holds that at a certain point where you've got what he calls Umdana Eitzel Gdola Adar, something like that, Gdola Adar consider you've got a strong Umdana, that even notwithstanding the Roiv, the Bang Shailan said there's only a Roiv, you've got a much stronger one than now that he has actually died, then you can be martyred. That's the shitter of the living martyr. Do we pass like that? No, the mosque himself says we reject that. It's a das yachid. But look, this is an example of the beautiful swara, the incredible genius of Ramesh Feinstein. It's just time to learn his tshuva, to see his gadlus. What he said is like this. So there's a cloud. Very often in halakha you have machlokes, and we know that there are shirin ponim l'torah, there are many, many machlokes. And in every machlokes in halakha, in many of the machlokes in halakha, there's achrod, rave shittas, and so on, hold like this, and this is the ikal halakha. But despite the fact that there is an ikal halakha, there are other shittas, which may be minority shittas, but they're still, to a certain extent, legitimate shittas. And there's a possibility. The Gemara says in a few places, the Moshe Kedai Rebeleza, listen to the Shalom B'Sha'at HaTzchak. Sometimes the Gemara says, it's the Das Yochid, B'Sha'at HaTzchak, we can rely on him. And the Poskim Boyos from here, the Poskim builds from there a principle. There's a machlokes exactly how to apply it. But what I think is quite well accepted is the opinion of the Shach. The Shach understands like this. If you're dealing with an Issa Daraisa, then there's no way you can ever rely on a Das Yochid. For instance, there's a reminder of the traces, he's got a machlokes. You can't rely on it in Shabbat Chak. It's the sacred Araita. But if your Shaila is a Shaila of a Drabonon, and it's a Shabbat Chak, then you could rely even on the Das Yochid. Now, Mo'ero will weigh up how big is the Shabbat Chak, how valid is the Shitta, that is a very, very difficult Shitta, is a legitimate but minority Shitta. But the principle is Shabbat Chak, Drabonon, you can, Kedai will listen as well of and that's why very often when Rav is asked a Shaila, and it's a difficult situation, he'll probe they try to find a way to sort of reduce it to a drabonon. Very often there'll be certain circumstances which make the shayla be a shayla of a drabonon. Then he might be at liberty to be makel because of a certain shitta, the shafat chag. And the Moshe, what if we have a shafat chag? Maybe we can rely on the lezen yivadun. Now, he doesn't say, well, every agun is a shafat chag. Because, of course, every agun is a shafat chag. And in the case of agunah, we were given these chumlas. I don't think we can say that every agun is a shafat chag and therefore rely routinely on a tafsir and agunah. But he said, and this is brilliant, Nikuli. He said, the shah holds this concept of being maker and dasyav and shah tzchak is as follows. Everyday life, it's not a big deal to be machmir. A shah tzchak creates a greater need to be maker, therefore we can rely on dasyav. What do we have here? We have two cases to put next to each other, to put opposite each other on the scale. You've got a case of an individual aguna, and you've got a case of a group of agunas, whatever it is, 50 agunas. So the difference between Ben Machmon 50 agunas and Ben Machmon 1 aguna is at least as great as the difference between a shafat chag and an ordinary situation. Understand? So he says, if you have an individual aguna, you couldn't use the shittur of letting the fatu. But for a group of agunas, You could use at least as a sniff, it's a tirup that he uses. You could say it's magdil as it were the shafat chag, and therefore we can rely on the blessing of Tarsun. And the years have gone by. There's a stronger and stronger umdana that he hasn't survived. At that point, you could be matter, which means that even in my Shailang safe situation, look at all the circumstances. Once the more time has elapsed, the stronger your case will be because you will be able to use the shitta of Rebeleza, you may be able to use at least a sniff, at least to combine it, the whole picture, to help you create a heter out of multiple svaras, you'll be able to use the shitta of Rebeleza. Finally, he brings a svara, which is somewhat related to Rebeleza and Nivadun, but it's somewhat independent as well, and that Rebeleza feels adds to the heter. He says as follows, the Gemara says, in my Shailan says, the Gemara entertains the possibility that a Tzurva Mirabon on Tam Chokom would be able to assume he died. Why? Because Kola Isli, Tam Chokom is this person right now, it would become known if he emerged from the water sometime. The Gemara doesn't accept that because of Lay Plug. But the Trumas Adeshem in the Simul Kufla Matez comes along and says, times have changed, communications are better than they were, and the Omdana, that a person that emerged and hasn't been in contact has become stronger. And the Chacham says, speaking about his day when the postal system was already well in place in much of the world, says now the Umdin is even stronger. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, in his day, the Umdin is even stronger than it was in the time of the Chacham Sofer. And of course, one can add that nowadays, it's Tichama, what Rav Moshe Feinstein understood, certainly what Moshe Feinstein saw in the 1940s. And therefore he says, although all this umdana in the Trumas Adeshem and the Chasam Sofer, the umdana could only ever create that we'd be makel, but the effort if you got married, says the umdana is now stronger, so it's helped make the heta stronger heta. And he even goes as far as to suggest that once the umdana gets a certain power, you could even suggest in Lomdas that it would work to be matter the woman l'chila. That's a combination of svaras that Rav Moshe Feinstein used to be Masha Agunas, whose husband had been in the concentration camp, but there wasn't specific testimony of the same side.